Cuomo is upgrading some yellow zones in western New York to orange zones. Effective Friday, there will be new restrictions on religious gatherings and some business closures, including gyms, hair salons, and tattoo parlors. Indoor dining is banned, and schools in the orange zone, which include most of the city of Buffalo and many of its suburbs, will close for 4 days and can reopen only with more intensive testing of students and teachers. The Buffalo region overall is at a 5.1% positivity rate for the virus.
Western New York, worst situation in the state of New York.
The Rochester Finger Lakes region has the second highest rate of COVID-19 in the state, followed by Central New York. Portions of those regions remain designated as yellow zones for now. All three regions that are now spiking did not see high rates of the virus in the spring. The governor frequently has policy disagreements with New York City's Mayor Bill de Blasio, and on Wednesday there was another one. Cuomo says the rate of the virus in New York City is nearing the level where it will be reclassified from a yellow zone to an orange zone, which would mandate school closures there. While Cuomo says the state's data shows the rate of the disease at 2.5% in New York City, the mayor says the city's numbers show the rate of infection is at 3% and that schools will shut down beginning Thursday for at least a week. De Blasio says there will need to be new testing protocols put in place for students and teachers before the schools can reopen.
Certainly through Thanksgiving, school will be closed. We're going to see with the state how quickly we can finalize those standards and then what we'll have to do to meet those standards. That week after Thanksgiving is the earliest, but I'm not yet able to say if it will be then or a point thereafter.
While schools in New York City will be closed for the time being, indoor dining and other business activities will still be permitted, though the mayor says he expects the city to be declared an orange zone by Cuomo very soon. The governor also warned New Yorkers not to hold large gatherings on Thanksgiving, saying his gut feeling is that there will be a tremendous spike of the virus after the holiday. Cuomo's already set a limit of 10 or fewer people at in-home gatherings, but some county sheriffs in the state have said they don't plan to enforce those rules, saying it's a violation of people's privacy. The governor condemned the sheriff's comments, saying they can't pick and choose which laws they enforce.
There's a law. And you have to enforce the law. Or don't call yourself a law enforcement officer. Say, I enforce the laws that I think are good laws. That's what you get. But then I'm not a law enforcement official, and I'm not operating a law enforcement agency. And that has consequences, too.
The governor admits there are practical issues with police enforcing the law, but he says that's different than refusing to carry it out. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.